Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast, HoustonTexans.com. On Tuesday, rookie linebacker Brian Cushing was selected to his first Pro Bowl in season number one as a professional. And Cushing talked with the media via a conference call about that accolade.
How proud are you to receive this honor as a rookie?
There's no question, rookie or not. I mean, I'm thrilled. You know, this is one of those things you always look forward to growing up playing football. And, when Coach called me today, I was just beyond ecstatic. I couldn't believe that this actually happened.
Brian, you'd mentioned a few weeks ago when we asked you about your chances of making the Pro Bowl team that you kind of understood how the game was played. You had to have a reputation first, and then you went to the Pro Bowl. Obviously, you kind of blew that notion out of the water. Can you again reflect on the season you've had, and was it even possible when it began for you?
Yeah, I guess it's just a lot of respect, and the season, you always have it kind of in your thoughts. You never know really how everything's going to pan out. I've never played in the NFL before. It's my first year. Things are new. I'm adapting to a new system, and at the beginning, you're just trying to fit in. And I think once you get over that hump and you realize, this is something you're capable of doing, something you want to do, you want to see what that next step is, and making the Pro Bowl my first year, like I said, I'm just beyond happy right now.
But you set the kind of bar pretty high for yourself going forward, though.
Go to the Pro Bowl with teammates like D'Amico and Mario.
There's no question how special that is. First person I called when I got the call was D'Amico, and he's yelling on the phone, and I'm laughing, just excited about, going there and representing together. And I'm texting Mario, and, not only are we going to be there together, we're going to be on the same side of the ball, probably on the field at the same time. So, not only are we representing each other, but, we're just representing the Texans as a defense and what we're all about going down there.
D'Amico says that you got the better of him this year, Brian. What's your response to that?
I don't know. I think hopefully we just made each other better. I hope that's something for years to come. And, it's a healthy competition between us. And, we love playing with each other. There's no question about that. The fire, the fun we have, and, that's something I want for many years to come.
Brian, with the way you've been banged up all year, and now I guess Coach tells us you have a broken finger, how tough has it been to be able to not miss any time, game time, with all your injuries and all your trouble this year?
There's been a lot of nicks and bruises and stuff, but, fortunate enough for me, I haven't had anything too serious or severe. Come Sunday, it's a different feeling, when that game kicks in and the adrenaline's going, and you start to not worry about those injuries, but you worry about, having fun and getting the victory come Sunday. And, the injuries come second. That'll come on Monday morning and stuff like that, but Sunday's the time where you got to put that aside and you got to go out there and help the team win.
Is this sort of like the icing on the cake from when you guys have went through so many ups and downs and ebbs and flows this year, from losing the first game and getting to 5-3, and then falling behind 5-7, to now you're in a position where you potentially could make the playoffs, and now you got four Pro Bowlers. I mean, is this sort of the icing on the cake for this team and for you personally, Brian?
I think personally this is, a great goal, and I have so many people who thank for this, obviously I didn't do it by myself, but I think when I speak by myself on behalf of the team, when I say this, I think the icing on the cake will be making the playoffs. Our number one goal is to win and, to take the season as far as we can, because, we know the momentum we have right now. We know the capabilities the team has, and, our biggest goal is to win, make the playoffs, and show the country what we're all about as a football team, and, we're a playoff caliber football team.
How close are you to reaching that goal, do you feel?
The only thing that we're in control of is winning this Sunday. And that's how the game plays out. That's how things work out. We have to take care of business against, arguably, in football. And, we're going to be playing the Patriots, and they're going to be coming into, Reliant Stadium, and we know that they're going to give us their A game, and we got to come right back and try to win as best.
All right, guys. Hey, one last question, Brian. I'm kind of begs the obvious here, but you are not yet eliminated from the Super Bowl race. If you go to the Super Bowl, you can't play in the Pro Bowl. A reasonable trade-off?
Absolutely. I'll trade that, you know, any day. I mean, you know, like I said, that's the team, and the victories, they come first, you know, and it's crazy how the scheduling is done this year with the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. I'm sure some guys are going to have to go through this dilemma, and you know what? If I have that, you know, that's a great problem to have, and hopefully I do have that.